What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 27th day of July. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to everybody in Doraville.
Doraville, at the end of the water line.
Doraville, Ohio fam, Ohio player fans out there, that one's for you. On a morning where we kind of went off the rails a little bit, but you do that when the Olympics are on and you get yourself a gold medalist.
Yeah.
So I want to thank Gail Devers for joining us. Lot of real good information. And one of the things I wanted to do, and I was happy that she wanted to talk more Olympics, but she's also, like I said, she works with the Graves Disease Great Foundation, Graves Disease. And because she's suffering from it, and wanted to talk a little bit, give her an opportunity to talk a little bit about that.
She talked up Atlanta Track Club, too. She's involved
with
Atlanta
doing
Track
everything.
Club, you know. Yeah. And so, I mean, it's fantastic, man, just to have spent some time with her. And the energy, you can tell. She knows the Olympics are going on, and she's played such a vital part of it, what it's meant to her life. You can hear the excitement in her voice.
And her voice, and she's a great speaker too. Not, I mean, it's somebody who when I talk about a great speaker, somebody who brings you in.
Yeah,
does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's something about there and the way they deliver a message that bring you lean in. That's what I'm looking for. You lean in. To just to get everything and her personality. And, of course, when you think and you look at this woman and what she's 14 gold medals. Bill Russell is looking up at her with the hardware. And that's not counting 4 or 5 silver medals.
Yeah.
Boy, I bet she was mad as you know what about them. I bet she was mad as can be. Because here's the thing. There was a comedy bit about that. Like, silver medal is the worst one to get. Because gold is what it is. But if you get the bronze, it's like, okay, I got a medal at least. But silver is like, man, I was this close to getting the gold.
Getting the gold, right?
You know what I mean? So that actually makes it worse.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sam and Greg Sports Radio.
There's stuff going on all over the place right now. You know, Olympics, they're playing everything right now from rugby to tennis. They got rifle happening. They got swimming going on.
They got rifles happening.
Yeah, rifles.
Biathlon.
No, it's just the air rifle, the air rifle competition.
Okay.
Yeah, shooting competition, man.
All right. Well,
you have the standing and you have the prone. You know.
The what?
Prone is laying down and shooting.
I didn't know the name of it.
Yeah.
I don't have all the Olympic names.
Yeah, and then you stand. Breathing. Okay. Breathing is the one when you're doing that. People say, well, I go out and I shoot a tin can off the fence in the backyard. No.
Okay.
They're different discipline with this. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Am I right? The biathlon, is that the one where you ride the bike and you get off and you shoot something?
I think
you got the rifle on the back.
Right, on the back.
And he's riding the bike and something, and then they stop and they shoot a rabbit or something.
I don't know the name of that one. I think that's in the Winter Olympics because you're skiing.
How are you going to bike in the winter?
You're not biking. You're not going to.
Oh, you're not. So you're skiing and doing it.
You're skiing and shooting.
And shooting a moose.
Yeah. Oh, wait, shoot the moose. I don't know if it's shooting.
Well, if you're skiing, you're not, you know, it's a different animal.
Well, the moose wouldn't be happy about knowing you.
You shoot anything, ain't going to be happy about it.
Tell me something you're going to shoot that's going to be happy. But that's not part of the Olympics. You're not.
I was just. Yeah. Where do you train for something like that?
Shoot a moose.
You're just talking about shooting a can off the back of somebody's backyard. So.
Yeah. When people think about it, they get a BB gun and say, oh, we go out and shoot targets. But it's a different type of discipline.
You know what? You're right. Because I wouldn't want to harm Bo Winkle.
You know what I mean?
That's absolutely right. And I feel bad about that. Got me thinking about that. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9
Game. Somebody fell off the bicycle again, man. These dudes supposed to be the best in the world.
It's raining out there.
I guess.
Yeah, it's rain. It kind of makes it hard to ride a bike in rain.
That's bad, man. Here's our next victim.
Okay, the folks on the radio can't see the TV.
Okay.
So they're
having the time trials for cycling, and we got it's raining.
Yes.
You know, and they're going around some curves, and they're falling off the bikes, which is not a good thing, but That's what's
so all these people who are participating right now that we're watching,
yes,
the swimmers, Katie Ledecky, she wasn't on the boat yesterday because she was prepping for her
She don't know. She's not on her feet. You know that's what Gail is relating
off.
To. Gail is relating that too. If you had something where you're running or something like that, but she probably didn't either. I mean, she's been before, and like you said, they changed the time of different events. Gail told me about something that hadn't thought about, that they were running the very next day after the opening ceremony.
Right.
Track is in the second week practically. You know, and that's the thing where they have to have the discipline, the runners, because their competition is like the back end of the Olympics.
Right.
So what do they do for these next few days? I mean, you know,
you just
got to train. You got to train. When I went in 2004 to Athens, Greece, they sent the American track team went to Crete. They sent them out of town.
Right.
To get out there. They sent them and they trained there. And then when it was time for the track competition, they brought them back, you know, to Athens for the track competition. So, I mean, that's the thing. You want to be ready for when you compete. And she was saying at the time she was in the Olympics, she was competing the next day. So I can understand her not going to opening ceremony.
I can understand that, too. You got me thinking about a couple things, though.
You know what she mentioned? You're on your feet for 6-7 hours.
Yeah.
Think about it. Now, that wasn't the case last night because they was on a boat.
Well, they were standing on the boat.
Once they got off the boat, but, I mean, they didn't have to march into the stadium.
Point taken.
You know what I mean? It's different from there. And you have to stand on your feet waiting to march into the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most amazing sights, Greg, I remember from being in the Olympics was 2004, was – you know, our vantage point, which is next to the Today Show setup, was right in the area of the Olympic Stadium. We were like across away from Olympic Stadium. And so when about 3-4 hours before the opening ceremonies, these three buses rolled up. And this army of people in black smocks got off the bus. These people working for MAC, the makeup people.
Okay.
They were an army of makeup artists. For the people in the opening ceremonies. Think about how much you talk about productions here.
Yeah,
right?
It makes sense.
And makeup people, hairstyling people. Think about for the opening ceremony for Olympics, how much, just like productions here in Atlanta, we talk about people getting jobs. Those are jobs during the Olympics, man,
yeah,
for an event, opening and closing ceremonies. An army of people in black smocks. I'll never forget the sight of that. And they were all working for MAC.
MAC. You think about the performers that had to be in makeup before,
yes,
they got to the athletes,
yes,
who were all going to be on TV.
Right. So every day, I mean, MAC was the official makeup or whatever for the number fall again.
Yeah, he fell in. Another one fell. Another one bites the dust. We should have some queen ready to go.
But you're right. Those are the things that people don't think about.
This is the business. This is what I always say about show business. When something pops up like that,
yeah,
I say that's the business of show business.
It is.
People don't think about the stuff on the periphery.
Even at the Olympics, an event like that.
But that's a show.
Think about the opening ceremony. You saw them doing Les Mis. You saw them doing all kind of stuff last night. And just think about what a workout those makeup artists had. And it got rained on.
And nobody was standing there at the top by the cauldron to powder Muhammad Ali's nose before he walked out.
Remember, Ambassador Young was trying to have to hide
him. I know,
that's
the whole story. We got
to get
that.
Him out to that barbershop out on the west side of town out on MLK.
Now picture that. Somebody comes, excuse me, champ. In the till. Last looks. Last looks. Cameras up.
Last looks.
That's it.
Right before he steps out there.
Oh, you know, speaking of which, all right, listen, we're going to talk to, maybe we'll make Joe wear three hats.
Okay.
He's going to join us next. We're going to have Joe talk about Atlanta United. It was going to be kind of a push, but then penalty kick. So we'll get Joe.
We got a point. We got something out of it.
So we'll talk to Joe about that next. And also talk about Falcons. He's been on the training camp this past week.
I can vouch for him being there. He was actually there in the flesh.
Get his thoughts on that. Let me just put a tag on what I was going to do before we got to Gail Devers, and that was the casting call. Like I said, got a fresh one. That will be posted here probably in a couple hours. It's complete, but for whatever reason, technical glitch, it didn't pop up here. And there are some jobs in front of the camera. It is a slow time. It's the, you know, hottest time of the year around here. Also, still waiting for the final stages of the completion of the contract with the Teamsters. That's still being worked out the last little bits. So, while it remains slow, I try to come up with little nuggets for the casting call after I get past the job opportunities. I heard something last week I didn't think about. You know, Rob Lowe was doing some interview, and he's talking about his new show that's on Netflix. That's not what I want to talk about. He said something that gave me reason to pause. Because one of the things that is constantly talked about is how people stay relevant. How do you last in show business? There are just so many people who were here 10 years ago and even fewer that 20 years ago and so on and so forth. So when you hear of somebody like a Will Smith, whose show from the 80s, you know, Fresh Prince and going back, but he is a major star right now. I'm talking about people who are stars, but not at that level. George Clooney goes back to ER. Rob Lowe, as we go here and get out, said this in making a point. He's had a TV show on network TV every year since 1999.
Really?
Say that aloud. He has been a part of a network TV show every year since 1999.
That's a great agent. A heck of an agent. I mean, he's got to do a good job once he gets there.
He's part of an ensemble and all that, yeah. But I'm just saying, there are not many people who can say that. Anyway, Joe Patrick is going to join us next. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game.com. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday, 27th day of July. Haven't talked to Joe in a little bit. Just bring him on. We might have him wear three hats. Just going to get his thoughts on, well, we can start with the Braves and what's going on with them. But I don't know how much of a response Joe's going to have with that.
He said
his mother told him something one day. What was that, Joe? And Joe Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, she told me if I don't have anything nice to say, I probably shouldn't say anything at all, which makes me think that I shouldn't be talking about the Braves right now.
But, all right.
You know, I tell we'll
you
what we do.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, we really want to know what's going on in your thoughts with Atlanta United.
Yeah. Yeah, it's rough. And listen, they're still shorthanded. They still have not been able to get in the players that are, you know, of the requisite quality to properly replace guys like Thiago Almada and Yorgos Giakoumakis who have left. That doesn't mean they're not going to replace them. They absolutely will. It looks like they're on track to sign a player from Atalanta, which is in Italy, an Italian team, the Italian team that won the Europa League last year, and one of their key contributors. So he should be a player that provides a lot of quality that this team needs right now. And then they're also looking for a striker. So we'll see if these players come in. But right now, this team is just still kind of struggling. You know, they look like a team playing under an interim coach. And, you just hope that they can kind of catch fire if they get some of these new pieces in that can kind of give a new wrinkle to their game on the field and hopefully give them a boost in the locker room as well. But right now it's a struggle. They need this, they're playing this League Cup right now. And so if they do go out of it, they'll have a few weeks to really just buckle down on the training ground and get themselves ready to go for the stretch run of MLS play to get themselves in the playoffs.
Last night, a 3-3 draw, but they lose on penalty kicks, and at least they get a point from that. At least that's a step in the right direction. Joe, I saw you a couple of days ago, the start of camp for the Falcons, and we get there, and on the very first day, coach is a little coy about whether or not we're going to get to see Kirk Cousins, and then Kirk Cousins comes up and says, "I'm not playing. I'm not playing." Everyone said, "Does the left foot know what the right foot's stepping in?" What's your thoughts about that?
Do not tell Kirk Cousins your secrets because he will loose lips on that guy.
Hey, hang on, wait. Breaking news, Joe. That comment that you just threw out there, you made Sam do a spit take.
Man,
It's so true. This guy is on his aid, man.
I mean, they can't say, Kirk, come in. This is what we're gonna say today, man, and let him know, because this guy goes out and just says stuff.
That was a good line, Joe. That was a good line. Two drink minimum. That was good.
It was funny to hear afterwards because I'm sure I wasn't the only media member who immediately, when Kirk said, "I'm not going to be playing," I asked Raheem. He said no. I just immediately thought back to what Raheem had told us 2 hours ago, which is, we'll see. We haven't made that decision yet. We'll see when we get there. And frankly, honestly, I don't see why it matters to just say, if that's the plan to not play him, I don't see why it matters to not just say it, other than maybe he doesn't want the follow-up questions that are going to come on from that. But he's, I think it makes total sense, honestly, and I never figured that he would start in preseason.
Yeah, well, you wonder, because you want the person to be ready to go when the season begins, and that gets into this whole quandary about what you go through, this exercise we call training camp now. You know, the contact that's made, the little of contact that's made, and coach says he wants to gradually build it up. You know, you hope that that works. And because other camps are doing the same thing, that bottom line is to keep these guys in the bubble wrap, kind of, to get you to opening day.
Yeah, it's a punishing sport, right? Like, you see it when you go into the locker room after an NFL game. I mean, these guys are beat up, and they're certainly like that after practices too. So it is a stark departure from what this team was doing last year under Arthur Smith. You know, like last year they had five more practices in general, just practices that they were conducting during the same time period. And, you know, they were coming out, I don't think they were in full, they were not in full pads. They're not allowed to be in full pads on the first practice, but I remember that first practice. It was, you know, intense and competitive, and, you know, Arthur Smith always had this kind of competitive period where the same Drake song would play and guys would get kind of juiced and they would have one-on-ones, even if they weren't in pads. And they're just in that kind of thing now. It's a lot more, you can tell that they have a lot more work they have to do in terms of getting stuff in, installing this new offense for these guys. And it's just a lot more kind of technical is kind of the way that I would describe how the practices are, as opposed to like an emotional kind of thing like they were with Arthur Smith. So, but, you know, it seems like they're doing very well. And Kirk Cousins is honestly, he and Michael Penix both yesterday shone really brightly in their first times to kind of throw the ball around. So it was exciting to see.
In your years following these guys, how much time have you spent watching what the special teams are doing?
You know, I've never been more interested than this year, right? Because of that new kickoff rule. Raheem Morris even said that, you know, it's not the point of training camp where you would normally be working on kickoff and kick return. But because this play is so important now, and we expect there to be I expect there to be more kickoff returns than there ever have been. I just think that, you know, it's going to be, teams are going to have difficulty adjusting. I think more on the defensive side, in terms of like, how do you actually corral these guys? But yeah, I mean, they've been working on that both of these first couple of days, and you know, that's a departure and just shows how important that's going to be. And there are certainly lots of contenders for who are going to be the kick returners for this team this year. And what, you know, I would expect a Falcons kick returner could very well have a couple of kick returns for touchdowns this year. I would expect most teams around the league will have a returner that returns one for a touchdown at least.
This guy, Sam, and Dylan Matthews, will be at Falcons training camp tomorrow.
Yeah.
They will be there. They horn in our show. Hey, they got an hour in our show. At 9 o'clock, they get started out there. 9 to 12, but it'll be at the Ticketmaster Studios tomorrow. What are you guys going to be talking about? Where are you going to be focusing tomorrow?
We're going to be talking about everything that's happened so far to this point. And then also, I don't know exactly what we're going to be talking about, because we get another practice tonight at Secondary High School. We're excited to get over there, kind of check things out. First practice for the players in front of all the fans over there in Buford. And so that should be a fun time, and I'm sure it won't leave us short of – anything else to talk about during the 9 to 12 hours tomorrow. So looking forward to it.
Did you catch that little
sarcasm
in his voice there? At what point during training camp do you start seeing some stuff, Joe? For you cover this. At what point, as you approach the end of it, you talk about the preseason games and all that, at what point, though, 2 weeks, 1 week, a month, whatever into it, do you start seeing some stuff where you go, this is looking good. Oh, this is coming together.
I mean, I'm already, like, even just yesterday's practice was it is a different offense, and it's a fun offense, and it's fun to see how these players are incorporating and kind of implementing themselves into it. And so that's really what I'm looking at, just seeing more how it unfolds. But on the defensive side as well, and on defense, they're changing the scheme up from what they used to be, and how could that affect different players? Troy Anderson, D'Angelo Malone, like some of these guys, who might fit better into a 3-4 scheme like they were drafted into when Dean Pease was here. So there's a lot to look into and players to kind of dig into and what their futures might be this year. So I'm looking forward to doing that with Dylan tomorrow morning.
All right, listen, man, we're going to deputize you. We did this earlier with Megan, deputized her for our Olympic correspondent. We're going to talk to some other folks, and we're going to hear some sound. But since you join us wearing multiple hats, we're going to deputize you, which means we're going to talk to you every weekend leading up to the season. Do you mind?
I'm looking forward to it.
There you go. That is Joe Patrick. And, of course, he's got the Atlanta United hat. And maybe, just maybe, the Braves will turn the corner and he'll have nice things to say about him so his mother won't yell at him.
Don't forget, he is social. You always find him at J.A. Patrick 200, J.A. Patrick 200.
That is Mr. Joe Patrick. Enjoy the rest of your day, buddy.
Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Talk that is Joe Patrick. We are going to get you set for a day of Olympics and other stuff going on. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.
No matter what you think you hold, you'll find it's not enough.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. Oh, this Saturday morning, I sit here and explaining the virtues of a chicken crust pizza to Mr. Crenshaw.
Sounds good to me.
I'm going to make you one, man. I've made like three of them so far. This sounds great. All protein. You got to get away from that bread stuff.
All right.
But I made one with broccoli once, too, as the crust.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got, but it's not just broccoli. You mix it with some stuff. And yeah, man. So okay. I will I'll make that one for you and Noel. We'll bring it in here. And we'll have some fun with it there.
All right.
Well,
Olympics happening. So far, United States has one medal. We got a silver medal in synchronized. Was it 30-meter, like, diving? There's two people. You got to you got to do the exact same flip and hit the water exact same way. We got silver medal.
Okay.
So we're off and running. We're doing good. Coming up today.
Tennis has got some issues, though.
Tennis has got some. Mother well, Nature. You know, the indoor course, you're at Roland Garros. So just like at the U.S. Open, just like at Wimbledon, you got two courts that can be covered. That have covers.
But how do you decide who you – that's going to be unfair.
Djokovic playing, you're going to put him in one of the covers. Alcaraz, you're going to put him
but
in
But I
one
thought
of the
rating, rankings had nothing to do with how you are in the Olympics. I thought that was the case. Am I wrong?
Nah, these do – well, like, well where you seed it, yeah. I mean, these guys got the covered courts. The outer courts right now got rain on them, and you got clay courts, man. So, you know, you're not going to go out there and play and slide and slip around in that. So that's kind of the lay right now. Men's – soccer, U.S. soccer, 1 o'clock today against New Zealand. That's coming up. So
we got rugby going on, too.
Rugby's going on.
Going on in just a little bit.
Katie Ledecky won her heat. Opening
is she
heat.
Really?
Yep. So she's already won her heat. She's advancing to the next round. So that's happening at the Olympics. Want to remind people, too, if you're a college football fan, college football teams, most of them will start practicing next Wednesday. But the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets are already at it. Why? Because they're going to play on the 24th. And they're going to Ireland to take on Florida State. So today is the first Saturday on the flats, meaning you can go over to Bobby Dodd Stadium at Hyundai Field from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. today, and you're going to get a chance to meet some of the players, meet the coaches. They got entertainment, got DJ with some music, a little tailgating, and get to know this year's team ahead of the season opener in Ireland. Then they come back on the 31st, and they play them folks from a few blocks away. Georgia State will come over and play Georgia Tech on the 31st.
And they got the sign fixed.
Yeah, they got the sign
fixed. They got the sign fixed on the building. So
31st is going to be an amazing day of football, Ronnie. If you're going at noon, Georgia against Clemson. And that evening, Georgia State, Georgia Tech, first time ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see here. Insignificant stuff from today before we get on out of here. Got 49 years old. Cheater. A-Rod.
Okay.
A-Rod's 49 today. Happy 36th birthday, Ryan Tannehill. Jordan Spieth is 31. Whatever happened to that next Tiger thing that was going to be Jordan Spieth?
There is no next Tiger.
Yeah, we know that. But quit saying it like it was going to happen.
There is no next Tiger.
If I said
I don't think there ever was going to be a next Tiger, but a lot of people say that, right?
what's his phrase? Go Tigers. Go Tigers. Happy birthday, Ed Orgeron.
Coach O.
Coach O is his birthday today. A guy, Norman Lear, would have been his birthday. Leo DeRocher, one of America's first. I didn't see this, but other people did. One of America's first sports sweethearts, Peggy Fleming.
I don't know if she's one of the first. But
they
she
used to say
was.
That.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's definitely that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
You didn't think Peggy Fleming.
Well, she was one of the first. Why you say she wasn't one
well,
of the
mean,
first?
Well, I mean, there were
as
others.
As far as athletes.
As far as athletes.
Yeah,
I mean,
she
maybe
was it.
So. But I mean, that,
she
you
was
know
Chris
what?
Evert before
once
Chris
again,
Evert.
Before Chris Evert. Well, once again, that proves the power of the platform that we're looking at, the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Because she won in 68. I do believe that was the U.S. only gold medal in 68. We weren't very good at Winter Olympics.
No.
But she went there, and I remember she won gold figure skating. And speaking of France, Jean-Claude Keeley.
Oh, my goodness. He wasn't a dude that fell in the world.
No. This downhill. He's a downhill guy, man. He was amazing.
Well, that's right. I
think it was in the fog. I remember the Grenoble. Wasn't that right?
You're asking me. I pulled up Helsinki out of my you-know-what earlier, and I was right. So I don't know why I remembered it was 52.
Yeah, but he was, I mean, I remember, I think he was coming down that side of that mountain in the fog, and he's spectacular.
So you got him. Who was the other guy? There was him, Jean-Claude Keeley, then the next great, was it Franz Klammer?
Was he from France?
No, not from France. I'm just thinking of downhill skiers.
Oh, downhill skier. Yeah, Klammer was great.
And then who was it after, before we get to Bodie Miller and the Americans?
Bodie Miller. Bodie is a nice singer.
Bodie was the only
Bodie Miller and the Americans.
I can think of as far as the men.
Okay.
You know,
as we were looking to try to find the name of some French sports heroes earlier, saying that the last night's ceremony was.
Who was awarded the 35 Olympics? 34, excuse me. Salt Lake City,
again.
Yeah.
You know?
So, it's all right. They did a good job. When they're like umpires. If you can look back at that time and think about that city, and if there was no upheaval, yeah, we'll go back there.
Yeah, yeah.
We ain't going back to Munich anytime soon. You know, that's one of those places that when you think about what happened there,
We're gonna. I wonder if Lake Placid would ever go for it again.
Hmm.
The site of the Miracle on Ice.
You know what I think of when I think of a Lake Placid Olympics, much like a Jacksonville Super Bowl. Wow. It happened, but are we in a hurry to get back there?
Well, I mean, most of the Winter Olympic places are kind of out of the way. Most of the Winter Olympic places. Now, the Summer Olympics are usually major cities, but, you know,
you don't go to Lillehammer anymore?
Right. That's why I'm saying that, it's a different layout, different requirements. You know, the topography, I guess. A little different than you have for Summer Olympics.
And there's some places,
and you have more events and more and bigger teams. Look at all them folks that were on them boats last night. Yeah. You know, yeah, some people sending 300, 400, 500 people. And so
I was looking at this last night, but now I realize that, especially after talking to Gail Devers, if you're just joining us, you missed a really nice interview we had back and forth with Gail Devers, who joined us, and of course, 3-time Olympian, but 14, 15-time gold medalist in the various world championships and Pan Am games and all of that stuff. But talking about not being a part of the opening ceremonies because her races happened the next day.
Yeah.
So how many people missed that weren't on their boat, you know, for the opening ceremonies?
Yep. If they had to be in at it this morning, they probably missed it.
Or in another part of France. Because as you said, they don't all hold them right there in Paris. You got to go off to the other side of over here, and
you know where they're having the surfing,
in French Polynesia, the South Pacific.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw that last night. They stood out there
on the bench out on the beach,
just waved.
But it didn't get rained on.
No, they did not. Except they got to dodge sharks. So I don't know what the payoff is.
But you know what though, once your competition is finished, can you go to Paris for the closing ceremony?
It's a good question. That's a long flight.
Yeah, but if I won something, or even if I hadn't won something and I want to go to the closing ceremonies, am I going to stand out there on the beach in Tahiti again and wave to people?
Well, you got to figure out where you're going to stay, and then you got to bus your family there too.
You don't have the family for the closing ceremony. You want
maybe
them to come see you compete.
If you're going to tell your mother, I'm leaving Tahiti here and I'm going to go back for the closing ceremonies, and your mother, I'm coming. What if she says that to you?
You want her to come see the competition.
You want her to do whatever she wants to do for all the praying and money that she's done for you to get to them Olympics.
All them fish fries and car washes.
All them little wedges.
Sales.
All of that stuff. So, yeah, you go and tell a relative they can't come.
Yo.
But that's a good question.
Yeah.
Can they, when they fly them back?
I don't know.
See, this is where the NIL comes into play. So you got to make some alliances with Amazon, and you get Bezos on the phone and find out where the jet is that day and see if you can fly them all back. That would be a good thing.
Oh, gosh.
Speaking of silly stuff, today was the day my man was debuted. If I was a cartoon character, this is mine. Everybody's got their own, but I'm Bugs Bunny.
And today?
Today was the day that Bugs debuted in Wild Hair. It was a long time ago. Yogi Berra's streak. I didn't know Yogi had a record for a while, but Yogi had a streak of 148 errorless games.
Okay.
And it started on this day. Can you give me a quick Yogi-ism off the top of your head? There's usually one Yogi-ism everybody keeps, you know, other than
I'm forgetting them now. Which one you?
Nobody goes to that place anymore. It's too crowded.
Oh, okay. Well, deja vu all over again.
There you go. That's one. You will remember this one. Zsa Zsa went to jail for slapping a Beverly Hills cop.
Oh, yeah.
Slapped him. Just did a Will Smith on him. And she went to jail.
Yeah.
Put her.
Wow.
Speaking of going to jail, and I say this.
Oh dear.
Not being funny. Dr. King.
Okay.
Was arrested in Albany, Georgia.
In Albany, Georgia.
Albany, Georgia, mm-hmm. in 62.
There was a lot that happened in Albany for civil rights movement. A lot of people, if you've never been to Albany to see any of the locations, the areas where they would meet, the church that they would gather in. The sidewalk has footprints.
Really?
Yeah, in Albany, if you have a chance to go down there. Yeah.
All right. Well, we will be back tomorrow talking Olympics, talking Braves, talking all things sports, and want to thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. Once again, want to remind you that we're going to get out of here at the top of the hour, but want to let you know about Bo Morgan and Mike Johnson. They're going to be at Falcons training camp. This is going to be at Seckinger High School. I said it right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. From 5 until 9 tonight. Tomorrow, that's the app.
No matter what you think you hold, you'll find it's not.
Of course, Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. It is Sam and Greg. Oh, this Saturday morning, I sit here and explaining the virtues of a chicken crust pizza to Mr. Crenshaw.
Sounds good to me.
I'm going to make you one, man. I've made like three of them so far. This sounds great. All protein. You got to get away from that bread stuff.
All right.
But maybe one with broccoli once, too, is the crust.
Really?
Yeah. But it's not just broccoli. You mix it with some stuff, and yeah, man. So okay. I will. I'll make one for you and Noel, and we'll bring it in here. We'll have some fun with it there.
All right.
Well,
Olympics happening so far. United States has one medal. We got a silver medal in synchronized. Was it 30-meter like diving? You two people. You got
two people.
You got to do the exact same flip and hit the water exact same way. We got silver medal.
Okay.
So we off and running. We're doing good. Coming up today.
Tennis has got some issues, though.
The indoor courts, you're at Roland Garros. So just like at the U.S. Open, just like at Wimbledon, you got two courts that can be covered, that have covers.
But how do you decide that's going to be unfair.
Djokovic playing, you're going to put him in one of the covers. Alcaraz, you're going to put him in one of the covers.
But I thought rankings had nothing to do with how you are in the Olympics. I thought that was the case. Am I wrong?
Nah, these dudes, you see it. Yeah. I mean, these guys got the covered courts. The outer courts right now got rain on them, and you got clay courts, man. So, you're not going to go out there and play and slip around in that. So that's kind of the lay right now. Men's. Soccer, U.S. soccer, 1 o'clock today against New Zealand. That's coming up. So
got rugby going on, too.
Rugby's going on
in just a little bit.
Katie Ledecky won her heat. Opening
Is she
heat.
Really?
Yep. So she's already won her heat. She's advancing to the next round. So that's happening at the Olympics. Want to remind people, too, if you're a college football fan, college football teams, most of them will start practicing next Wednesday. But the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets are already at it. Why? Because they're going to play on the 24th. And they're going to Ireland to take on Florida State. So today is the first Saturday on the flats, meaning you can go over to Bobby Dodge Stadium at Hyundai Field from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. today, and you're going to get a chance to meet some of the players, meet the coaches. They got entertainment, got DJ with some music, a little tailgating, and get to know this year's team ahead of the season opener in Ireland. And they come back on the 31st, and they play them folks from a few blocks away. Georgia State will come over and play Georgia Tech on the 31st.
And they got the sign fixed.
Yeah, they got the sign
fixed. They got the sign fixed on the building. So
31st is going to be an amazing day of football, Ronnie. If you go at noon, Georgia against Clemson. And that evening, Georgia State, Georgia Tech, first time ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see here. Insignificant stuff from today before we get on out of here. Got 49 years old. Cheater. A-Rod.
Okay.
A-Rod's 49 today. Happy 36th birthday, Ryan Tannehill. Jordan Spieth is 31. Whatever happened to that next Tiger thing that was going to be Jordan Spieth?
There is no next Tiger.
Yeah, we know that. But quit saying it like it was going to happen.
There is no next Tiger.
If I said this,
I don't think there ever was going to be a next Tiger. But a lot of people say that, right?
what's his phrase? Go Tigers. Go Tigers. Happy birthday, Ed Ogeron.
Coach O.
Coach O is his birthday today. A guy, Norman Lear, would have been his birthday. Leo DeRocher, one of America's first. I didn't see this, but other people did. One of America's first sports sweethearts, Peggy Fleming.
I don't know if she's one of the first. But
they used to say
was.
That.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's definitely that.
Really?
Yeah.
She was.
You make a Peggy
Fool. Well, she was one of the first. Why you say she wasn't one of the first?
Well, I mean, there were
as
others.
As far as athletes.
Others, as far as athletes.
Yeah, I mean, she
maybe
was it.
So. But I mean, that
she
you
was
know
Chris
what?
Evert before
once
Chris
again,
Evert.
Before
that
Chris Evert. Well, once again, that proves the power of the platform that we're looking at, the Olympics. Mm-hmm. Because she won in 68. I do believe that was the U.S. only gold medal in 68. We wasn't very good at Winter Olympics.
No.
But
no.
She went there, and I remember she won gold figure skating. And speaking of France, Jean-Claude Keeley.
Oh, my goodness. He wasn't the dude that fell in the world. No.
This downhill. He's a downhill guy, man. He was amazing.
Well, that's right. That was
I remember that. I think it was in the fog. I remember the Grenoble. Wasn't that right?
You're asking me. I pulled up Helsinki out of my you-know-what earlier, and I was right. So I don't know why I remembered it was 52.
Yeah, but that, but he was, I mean, I remember, I think he was coming down that side of that mountain in the fog, and he's spectacular.
So you got him. Who was the other guy? There was him, Jean-Claude Keeley, then the next great, was it Franz Klammer?
Was he from France?
No, not from France. I'm just thinking of downhill skiers.
Oh, downhill skier. Yeah, Klammer was great.
And then who was it after before we get to Bodie Miller and the Americans?
Bodie Miller. Bodie is a nice singing
Bodie
group.
Was the only
Bodie Miller and the Americans.
I can think of as far as the men.
Okay.
You know,
as we were looking to try to find the name of some French sports heroes earlier, saying that
in
the last
related
night's
story,
ceremony
hear,
was.
Who was awarded the 35 Olympics? 34, excuse me. Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City, again.
Yeah.
You know?
So, it's all right. They did a good job. And you know, when they're like umpires. If you can look back at that time and think about that city, and if there was no upheaval, yeah, we'll go back there.
Yeah, yeah.
We ain't going back to Munich anytime soon. You know, that's one of those places that when you think about what happened there,
yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, we're gonna. I wonder if Lake Placid would ever go for it again.
Hmm.
The site of the Miracle on Ice.
You know what I think of when I think? I think of a Lake Placid Olympics much like a Jacksonville Super Bowl.
Wow.
It happened, but are we in a hurry to get back there?
Well, I mean, most of the Winter Olympic places are kind of out of the way. Most of the Winter Olympic places. Now, the Summer Olympics are usually major cities, but, you know,
you don't go to Lillehammer anymore?
Right. That's why I'm saying that there's a different layout, different requirements. You know, the topography, I guess. A little different than you have for Summer Olympics.
And there's some
and you have more events and more and bigger teams. Look at all them folks that were on them boats last night.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, some people said 300, 400, 500 people. And so
I was looking at this last night, but now I realize that, especially after talking to Gail Devers, if you're just joining us, you missed a really nice interview we had back and forth with Gail Devers, who joined us, and of course, 3-time Olympian, but 14, 15-time gold medalist in the various world championships and Pan Am games and all of that stuff. But talking about not being a part of the opening ceremonies because her races happened the next day.
Yeah.
So how many people missed that weren't on their boat, you know, for the opening ceremonies?
Yep. If they had to be at it this morning, they probably missed it.
Or in another part of France. Because as you said, they don't all hold them right there in Paris. You got to go off to the other side of over here, and
you know where they're having the surfing,
in French Polynesia, in the South Pacific.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw that last night. They stood
out there on the bench, out on
just
the beach,
waving
just waved. But it didn't get rained on.
No, they did not. Except they got to dodge sharks. So I don't know what the payoff is.
But you know what though, once your competition is finished, can you go to Paris for the closing ceremony?
It's a good question. That's a long flight.
Yeah,
that's
but if they
a
haven't,
long
if I won something, or even if I hadn't won something, and I want to go to the closing ceremonies, am I going to stand out there on the beach in Tahiti again and wave to people?
Well, you got to figure out where you're going to stay, and then you got to bus your family there too.
You don't have the family for the closing ceremony. You want
maybe
them to come see you compete.
If you're going to tell your mother, I'm leaving Tahiti here, and I'm going to go back for the closing ceremonies, and your mother, I'm coming. What
no,
if she says that to you?
You want her to come see the competition.
You want her to do whatever she wants to do for all the praying and money that she's done for you to get to them Olympics.
All them fish fries and car
all
washes.
All them little
bake
wedges.
Sales.
All of that stuff. So, yeah, you go and tell a relative they can't come.
Yo.
But that's a good question.
Yeah.
Can they fly them back?
I don't know.
See, this is where the NIL comes into play. So you got to make some alliances with Amazon, and you get Bezos on the phone and find out where the jet is that day and see if you can fly them all back. That would be a good thing.
Oh, gosh.
Speaking of silly stuff, today was the day my man was debuted. If I was a cartoon character, this is mine. Everybody's got their own, but I'm Bugs Bunny.
And today
today was the day that Bugs debuted in Wild Hair. And a long time ago, Yogi Berra's streak. I didn't know Yogi had a record for a while, but Yogi had a streak of 148 errorless games.
Okay.
And it started on this day. Can you give me a quick Yogiism off the top of your head?
There's
usually one Yogiism everybody keeps, kind of, you know, other than
I know,
the usual.
I'm forgetting them now. Which one you?
Nobody goes to that place anymore. It's too crowded.
Well, deja vu all over again.
There you go. That's one. You will remember this one. Zsa Zsa went to jail for slapping a Beverly Hills cop.
Oh, yeah.
Slapped him. Just did a Will Smith on him. And she went to jail.
Yeah.
Put her.
Wow.
Speaking of going to jail, and I say this.
Oh, dear.
Not being funny. Dr. King.
Okay.
Was arrested in Albany, Georgia. Albany, Georgia in 62.
There was a lot that happened in Albany for civil rights movement. A lot of people, if you've never been to Albany to see any of the locations, the areas where they would meet, the church that they would gather in, the sidewalk has footprints.
Really?
Yeah, in Albany, if you have a chance to go down there. Yeah.
All right. Well, we will be back tomorrow talking Olympics, talking Braves, talking all things sports, and want to thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. Once again, want to remind you that we're going to get out of here at the top of the hour, but want to let you know about Bo Morgan and Mike Johnson. They're going to be at Falcons training camp. This is going to be at Seckinger High School. I said it right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. From 5 until 9 tonight. Tomorrow, Dylan Matthews, Joe Patrick going to be at training camp, at the real training camp. Going to be at the Ticketmaster Studios from 9 a.m. until noon. Let's just talk about next week for a second, because during our show, we played sound from the various shows that were out at Falcons camp.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be the case again this week. So Tuesday, just keep this in mind. And by the way, as you brought up earlier, of these shows, you can decide who won the bet. Okay?
Yeah.
There was a bet that was made. Somebody won the bet.
That's an easy one.
The Morning Shift, The Steakhouse, Andy and Randy, they're going to be at the Falcons training camp at Ticketmaster Studios. Dukes and Bell, they're going to be at Hooters.
There you go.
At the Mall of Georgia.
Who won?
On Wednesday, the same thing applies. Morning Shift, Steakhouse, Andy and Randy. Maybe those guys like being up there. I'm sure they enjoy being there at the Ticketmaster Studios. I'm not talking about Dukes and Bell. We know they like where they're going. But this is going to happen on Tuesday. It's going to happen on Wednesday. Then on Friday, Dukes and Bell, 2 to 7. Abe Gordon, 7 to 10 at the Falcons training camp at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So we will be all over training camp, and any kind of interesting, fun, or just silly sound we're going to have for you and play it back. So we'll be back tomorrow morning, and you're going to make your way over to the flats. Is that it?
I was going to make my way. I'm headed over to Mays High School. It's media day for Atlanta Public Schools high school football teams. We talked with Coach Jamie All. Thank him for joining
us. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Coach.
Early today is our first one for our countdown to Corky Kale. And as we work our way through Saturday and Sunday mornings leading up to the games, we'll be talking with some of the coaches of the teams that will be playing in the Corky Kale Dave Hunter Classic that kicks off our season.
And we got, you know, we had a special guest that joined us today, Gail Devers, gold medalist, joined us. Megan L. Hall from USA Today's For the Win. Joe Patrick joined us, and you mentioned Coach. But tomorrow, speaking of people, can I connect it with the Olympics, Karen Pestana.
Yeah.
She's actually, in a way, this is Karen's, this will be Karen's golden interview.
Right.
Because she's done all four majors, and now she's hitting the Olympics
with us. She gets
the golden microphone this year.
She's all over it. I mean, we talked about it this week when she was in town, how much she was looking forward to seeing the Olympic tennis tournament, and the fact that they're playing at historic Roland Garros, which unfortunately is being rained on today, and you can't go out there in that red clay when it's all muddy.
That's just nasty.
I don't know
how they do that. Again, we're going to have a fresh casting call for you, too. There are jobs in front of the camera. Again, you go to the casting call list. It's up on Get Cast with Greg on X and also 929thegame.com/casting call. I've been gone the last couple weeks taking care of some family stuff, and so it did not update. You will see. Don't pay any attention to the jobs in front of the camera. Scroll down past those and go to where it says information, industry information, and voiceover connections, and then you will see how to find the jobs behind the camera and the list of the casting directors. Listen, we got to get on out of here. Mr. Crenshaw, enjoy the rest of your day.
You do as well.
Full day of sports for myself. Noel, thank you for getting us back on track. Everybody else, Mr. Fricky, John Fricky, coming up top of the hour. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday. We will be back tomorrow, 6 until 10. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.